Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Welcome back to Morning Mindset, and welcome back to our discussion of the United States Marine Corps leadership traits. Now, if this is your first one, what I would suggest that you do is after you listen to this one, go back to the previous two so that you get the whole deal. All right, I don't want you guys to miss out on anything. Now, the D in did tie buckle, JJ did tie buckle. The first D is dependability. Oh, dependability. You mean to be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there? What? That sounds like something that you'd want from your employees, not from your supervisors and leaders. Well, it goes both ways. And according to the United States Marine Corps, dependability means that you can be relied upon to perform your duties properly. It means that you can be trusted to complete a job. It is the willing and voluntary support of the policies and orders of the chain of command. Big military word there. Dependability also means consistently putting forth your best effort in an attempt to achieve the highest standards of performance. All right. Now, like I said, many of you, when I said dependability and we started it, you thought, well, that's something that I expect from my children. That's something I expect from my workers. That's a trait that I expect from the people that I'm supervising, that I employ. It's not something that I need to do as a boss or as a supervisor or leader. Actually, it is. How many of you out there are parents? And if you're not a parent, I can tell you this. If you ever become a parent, your children, they're not just going to do what you tell them to do. They're not just going to follow the rules as you've explained them to them. What they're going to do is they're going to mimic your behavior. And if you are not a dependable person, they will not be a dependable person. If you want them to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done, then you need to do that yourself. A leader has to set the example. We haven't really stressed that too much, but it should go without saying that being a leader means setting the example. And again, this is the difference between a leader and a boss. A boss doesn't have to be trusted to complete the job to the highest standard possible. A boss just says, go and do it. There are a lot of people in the world that are bosses. Politicians, for instance. Politicians quite often exempt themselves from the laws and the statutes and that they create for everyone else. Politicians will create laws. They will pass bills that apply to you and I. But in the bill, it says, oh, P.S., this doesn't apply to me, the senator. This doesn't apply to me, the representative, or what have you. It only applies to you. That's not leadership. That's being a boss. So what does the Marine Corps suggest for a way to improve your dependability?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You can increase your dependability by forming the habit of being where you are supposed to be by not making on time, by not making excuses, and by carrying out every task to the best of your ability, regardless of whether or not you like it. Oh, wow. Let's break that down real quick. Being where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. Super simple. It seems to be super simple. But as a leader, you've got to be there first. If the workday starts at 8, 8:30, 9, 7:30, 6:30, I don't care. Doesn't matter when the workday starts. If you're supposed to be there, if everyone is supposed to be there, you need to be there. And the fact of the matter is, if you expect all of your people to be at work, clocked in, ready to begin the day at 8, and you don't show up until 8:15, they're going to not show up until 8:15 or 8:10 or whatever, because why in the world should I be here on time if the person who's in charge can't even make themselves get here on time? Yes, I know that there are reasons sometimes why you can't, but there's a difference between an occasional being late and being late consistently just because, well, I'm the boss and I can show up whenever I want to. Okay, you can't do that. A leader can't just show up whenever they want to. A boss can, because he's like, I'm a boss and I'm going to show up whenever I want to. And if you don't show up on time, I'm going to punish you. That's not how we inspire others. That's not how we inspire enthusiasm in others. Be where you're supposed to be on time. In the when I was in the United States Marine Corps, the rule of thumb was quite simple. If you're supposed to be in formation or wherever at a set time, you needed to be there 15 minutes early. We were always told, if you're not 15 minutes early, you're late. And you say, that doesn't make any sense. That's crazy Marine Corps thinking. But the fact of the matter is, you need to be where you're supposed to be on time. All right. Where else are we at here? It says, don't make excuses. Excuses versus reasons. It kind of sounds like something that we've discussed previously on Morning Mindset, the difference between an excuse and a reason. If you couldn't be where you were supposed to be, or you couldn't do what you were supposed to do, legitimately, you need to address that and say, all right, was there a reason why this did not get done? Or was it just an excuse? Didn't feel like it, was tired, got distracted, whatever. Those are excuses. And also, do the best of your ability. Perform the task to the best of your ability, regardless of whether or not you like or agree with it. And this one, it may not so much apply to the normal civilian world, the civilian workplace, but in the military, you need to do the job. You need to meet the assignment. You need to focus on the mission. And quite often, if you are a leader, now, for instance, if you're a corporal or a sergeant or what have you, or a lieutenant, or everybody has a boss and everybody has somebody over them. So you're a corporal and you have a squad that you're in charge of. And the staff sergeant comes to you, the corporal, and says, you need to take your squad and go do blank. And you realize that it's a crap job, that it's not a fun job, that the people aren't going to like it. Well, as a leader, you can't go back to your people and say, well, I know this is a bunch of bull crap and I don't agree with it, but Staff Sergeant says this has to get done. So I guess we got to do it. No, because if you perform and act that way, then your people are going to be like, yeah, he's right. This is crap and we shouldn't be doing it. As a leader, you need to do it to the best of your ability, regardless of whether or not you agree with it. And if you are a low-level supervisor, you may not see the entire big picture. You may not know what everybody else is doing. And the person who gave you this assignment may not have the time to sit down with you, hold your hand, and explain to you why that mission is important. You just need to trust that that mission is important and that it needs to get done. Sometimes it's not fun. Sometimes you have to do inventory. You have to count everything. You're like, we spend all year long messing with this stuff, and now we have to sit down and count each and every one of them? I don't want to do that. That's a waste of my time. Yes, but it needs to be done, does it not? Yes, it does. So whether or not the task is a fun task or whether it's one that you agree with, sometimes you need to exercise dependability and do what needs to be done. And if you do that, and the great thing is, let me tell you what, if you're a young person listening to me, or even if you're an older person, but if you're a young person, you probably could use this advice more than anyone else. Do you want to have a good job? Do you want to be promoted in your job? Do you want to be given more responsibility at your place of work? It's not really all that hard. What you need to do is to be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, and do the job that you've been given without complaining to the best of your ability. If you do those things, in today's modern world, that's like a superpower. I just gave you the keys to the kingdom. If you can consistently perform, do, and people aren't, I'm not asking you to cure cancer or do calculus or, you know, do rocket science. I'm just saying be where you're supposed to be on time. Do what you're supposed to do to the best of your ability. That's it. If you can do that, I can almost guarantee you that you're going to be given more money and more responsibility in the very near future. Because like I said, in today's world, that is like a superpower. All right, I think that's enough for today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about initiative. But until then, remember that I am Paul Markle, your host, and that I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.